The hailing frequencies are open because this is Geek History Lesson Extra, and I am Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And welcome, because you are beautiful patrons and you already know what this podcast is, so we do more about Geek History Lesson. And Ashley, what are we talking about this week?
We are talking about comic book siblings.
The best comic book siblings. Now, this is inspired, of course, because Ileana and Peter, or...
Piotr?
Wait, isn't, you know, the character that is the lead of the Americans, isn't that his Russian name as well?
No, it's Misha.
Oh, it's Misha. That's correct.
Philip is his American name.
That's right.
Played by Matthew Reese.
Matthew Reese. I couldn't pull the actor's
name. Incomparable Matthew Reese. Recent Golden Globe nominee and SAG Award nominee Matthew Reese.
And he should deserve the win because Perry Mason was great.
Yep.
So, speaking of Perry Mason... Colossus and Ileana. They are brothers and sisters, and you have a list of comic book siblings, and we're going to sort of talk through this.
So I will ask you this question, and then I will answer first, because I have an answer.
All right.
Before we get into the list that I have pulled for us, are there any comic book siblings that come to mind for you as best? So for me, it's obviously Jackie and Chuck, the siblings from Jupiter Jet. They're
self-promotion.
With a close follow-up by AJ and Rosie from Science, the Elements of Dark Energy. Thank you. Please buy signed copies of her books. JasonMinn.com/store. But for real.
There are no siblings in Super Best Friend. I'm sorry.
Lucy and Linus Van Pelt come to mind for me.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I know Charlie and Sally are siblings as well, but Lucy and Linus, to me, I just love their relationship. And then also the Bat children. Like my first...
As loose siblings. Yeah,
well, as some of them are Tim...
And Dick.
And Dick...
We're both officially adopted.
Are legally... I don't know if Jason is.
No.
Steph isn't. Carrie isn't.
No, Dick and Tim are the only two that have been officially adopted.
So, I mean, but then Damien is his biological child.
Yep.
Like he obviously has guardianship. So those three, like they are legal siblings.
Fair. But I would give you the count of that everybody in the Bat family.
Yeah. Like whenever I think about comic book siblings, like at least the Robins, if not the Bat girls as well, always come to mind for me.
Can I give you my choices?
Absolutely.
I think the number one best comic book sibling... Or siblings?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Do you?
Yeah.
Guess it.
Fantastic Four.
Incorrect. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought about
They're
that.
They're all brothers. Yeah, Most people wouldn't think about them.
Yeah, it's a good poll.
I actually think they are the best comic book siblings because it's four brothers who desperately love each other. Now, for me, they do a lot of goofy stuff with it, but I have a lot of love for Havoc and Cyclops.
You do. You're a Summers. Jason's a Summers guy.
I'm all about the Summers, man. Anything to do with the Summers family, I am in.
Yeah. At this point, we basically need an action figure of all of them so we can build a little dollhouse of their weird Krakoa mansion.
You're just going to make me go to eBay right now and buy Havoc.
Fine.
Buy that 90s Havoc.
We have a Havoc.
We have modern Havoc, but we don't have the 90s.
Okay, Havoc. Jason. Are you cool if I go down the list?
Please do.
Okay, so this list, I will link it in the show notes, is from Quirk Books. It's called Best Siblings in Comics and Graphics. Novels by David Winnick.
I found him for $17.99.
That's pretty good.
It's the X Factor costume. I'm going to buy it because I don't. Do you have any desire for Polaris?
No.
I don't either. So I'm just going to buy. I'm going to buy normal Havoc.
Okay.
$17.99. Do we need to put a picture up of this?
Yeah. Can you put like a little action figure spotlight or something?
Oh yes. Hold on. We didn't do the music. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Takes me a second, everybody. It takes me a second.
We don't have a producer, so.
Action figure spotlight.
There you go. It's whatever Jason's Googling right
I'm
now.
I'm buying the Marvel Legends 6-inch scale figure Havoc from the 2-pack of Havoc and Polaris.
Okay.
He's in his X-Factor costume. There's a picture of him right there, Ashley.
Oh, yeah. When I think of Havoc, that's the costume with the leg bands that I always
think
didn't
buy him because I like Polaris, but...
Yes. Yeah. We've talked about that with some 2-packs or some 3-packs.
I don't need the other person.
Yeah. So you buy him loose.
Buying Havoc right now.
Okay. So...
Should I buy the protection plan?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure.
I mean, if it comes with its shoulder out of the joint, just pop it back in. So the first sibling set on this list is Magic and Colossus.
Where did you get this list? Have you said it, by the way?
Yes, I have.
Sorry, my bad.
It's on quirkbooks.com, written by David Winnick. Shout out to that guy.
All right.
So Magic and Colossus, what do we think? Are they good siblings, Jason?
Yes. I mean, a lot. It's mainly on Colossus' side, I think, because a lot of it is his love for his sister.
Mm-hmm.
you don't get as much of it the other way. Like,
well, you do, but
Ileana's
usually
more independent.
Yes, it's usually in the form of him saving her and her being like, "Thanks. Remember when Stryker locked me up in God Loves Man Kills? That wasn't too fun. Thank you." Next on the list, I'm going to say hard disagree, is Aquaman and Ocean Master, because they don't have a relationship as siblings. They were not raised as siblings.
Well, okay. So this is getting into the semantics of what does best comic book siblings mean to me.
It's my opinion, though.
Sure. But so are you saying that if they have a bad relationship, they're automatically off on this list?
I think for me, siblings means you have to have been raised as siblings. Like, they didn't know each other until they were adults. Like, they have no functional relationship. It's not even, they don't even have a bad relationship. They don't even have a relationship, in my opinion.
See, I disagree. I think this is a good one. I just have forgotten about these guys.
Yeah, that's fine.
So
tell me why it's a good one.
Because it's very Shakespearean.
Sure, Edgar and Edmund and King Lear. Yes. One is the bastard son, yeah. One is the legitimate son.
It's and they do, like, in the comic books, they actually do like each other.
Sometimes.
Yes. It's very much a Magneto-Xavier relationship where, like, they will beat the crap out of the other one, but, like, I don't think either one of them will actually kill the other one.
Interesting. Interesting. This is one that I love. I think they're great siblings are the Locke children from Locke and Key.
Oh, yes.
Tyler,
the IDW
Kinsey,
series, yeah.
And Bodhi. And at the beginning, because the family's so dysfunctional, you don't see that as much, but, like, Tyler would literally die for his siblings. And then mm-hmm. Bodhi does die for his siblings.
I think that's a good one, and I probably would have never considered that one either.
Yeah, I wouldn't have pulled it. Who's your favorite Locke child?
Bodhi.
Yeah, it's got to be, right? Yeah. He's so cute. Here's one that all MCU fans are going to be pro. Thor and Loki. Also, not biological siblings.
Sure. I see, these are the two that I'm like, nah.
Por qué, Señor Inman?
Well, because I don't think they played on the sibling thing until the movies.
Until Tom Hiddleston came around. It's so funny because the art in here is from the House of Mystery series where Loki's turned into a little kid for the first time.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it's like giant Thor is like hugging baby Loki. And I'm like, that's not even their relationship. Like, they're more rivals than anything else.
They would sort of do the thing of Loki would show up and say brother, he would say brother, but I felt that that didn't really happen until the movie did that. And then when the movie did that, everybody did that.
Well, I think about the scene in Thor, which I find very powerful, and I love to use the gif of on Twitter, where Loki's confronting Odin and he's like, tell me, and he's screaming and crying at mm-hmm. him, and then you learn that he's not Odin's son for the first time.
I love the beat in the end of the first Thor movie where he is holding Loki over the side of the yes. bridge, and he's like, give me your hand, brother, please.
Yeah.
That, I mean,
I missed that Shakespearean quality from the future Thor movies.
Well, and I will
Kenneth
say,
Branagh, man.
That's one of the things I like in Ragnarok, too, is that there's a lot of beats of Thor just saying to Loki, you're my brother.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care that you're half frost or you're all frost.
Yeah,
giant.
Yeah, yeah.
We were raised together.
Yeah.
So you're my brother.
Yeah.
So
debate about what siblings are. Okay, there's one more on this list.
It's a very short list.
I think it's five, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I will find another list. I just thought this was a really good list, sure. Giving us, like, but I don't have an opinion on this because I haven't read it, but I know you probably have something to say about it. And that is The Endless from the Sandman universe.
I don't see them as siblings.
Well, why not, Jason?
Because they spend most of Neil Gaiman's Sandman, this is the Vertigo series that Ashley is referring to, not talking to each other
mm-hmm.
and hating each other. In fact, a couple of the siblings spend most of the book trying to kill the other siblings, which is not a bad thing, but they don't, because they're ethereal concepts in that book, they're not really siblings.
Mm.
They say they're siblings, but they're not human.
Who is your favorite of the Endless?
Oh God, I can't remember the name of it. It's one of the ones I can't remember. Oh,
okay. That's fine.
It's not Death.
Hang on. I have a list of them.
Or
so,
Dream.
Dun, 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 dun. It is Destiny, Death, Dream, Desire, Destruction, Despair, and Delirium.
I think my favorite is Destiny.
Is Destiny the one with the shroud in the book?
Yes.
Hey, there you go. You were right. It's Destiny.
Yep.
Some siblings who got left off this list. Where are my Fantastic Four at?
I know. Where's Sue and Johnny?
Where is Starfire and Blackfire?
Hey, less said about them, the better.
And Darkfire, their brother, as well. I'm looking at another couple lists and someone's like Raven and the Sons of Trigon. And I'm like, I don't know if I agree with that necessarily.
Well, they are her brothers, but yeah.
But they're not characters. You know, like they don't have like personalities the way that Raven does, right? They're more like entities.
Well, can I start introducing some people?
Of course you can, yes.
Oliver Queen and Thea slash Mia, mm-hmm. or Thea slash who's basically the new Thea, who's the child of Shadow?
Emmy,
yeah, mm-hmm. Oliver and Emmy. What do you think?
I think that's a great suggestion. Mm-hmm. I would not have thought of that personally, but I think that's more than fair. What about they are not comic book originally, but they have a comic. What about The Simpsons?
Oh, fair. Bart and Lisa are pretty good siblings.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And Maggie's adorable. Mm-hmm. Here's another X-Men contender, the Stepford Cuckoos.
Oh, they're good siblings.
I like them. They're cool.
I like them.
Someone's like Wonder Woman and Donna Troy, and I'm like, not technically siblings. I mean, if we're going to get like all weird about it. Tara and Geo-Force, no thank you.
No. What about
May and Ben Parker?
Oh, from, you mean the MC2?
Yeah.
Oh, it took me a second because when you said Ben Parker, I went Uncle Ben, and I was like, Uncle Ben doesn't have, or his brother is Peter's dad.
Mayday and Ben.
Mayday and Ben. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't
know if Ben actually exists anymore, technically.
They're not technically, they're step-siblings?
It's fine. Step-siblings are siblings.
Nathaniel Summers and Rachel Summers.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, how, because some of the Summer siblings are not full.
Nathaniel's
siblings.
Mom is Madeline Pryor, yes. Not Jean Grey.
Yes.
Although he now calls Jean Grey mom.
Yeah, which I am cool with that.
I'm very cool with that.
What about Talia and Nyssa?
I like that one. I think it's a good relationship.
Yeah, there we go. Fantastic Four is on this list at like number 40.
Mm, oh wow.
What about the Richards kids?
Oh, Valeria and Franklin?
Yeah.
They're excellent. And it's so interesting because Valeria is such a new addition when you think about it.
Yes.
Franklin was born in
the 80s?
Earlier than that. I think he's a 70s invention.
I might be able to figure it out with some quick Googling.
Oh, no.
But Val's definitely a modern character.
Valeria was created in the 2000s.
Where is your first appearance?
Valeria was created by Carl Kessel, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I'm pretty certain Valeria was created by Carl Kessel. Or Chris Claremont, one of the two.
So Franklin Richard first appeared in Fantastic Four annual number 6 in November of 1968.
So he's a 60s baby. I knew because when
he's dating Rachel Summers. Wow, I'm behind.
Not technically anymore.
Well, that's what the internet says.
They just did a retcon, which I don't like. That's
fine. You
that
don't have to
made Franklin not a mutant anymore.
Oh yeah.
So now he can't go to Krakoa.
So he was born in 1968. Okay.
Yeah. And Valeria's in the 2000s.
No.
What?
Valeria's first appearance is nope. Fantastic Four, number 15, March of 1999.
Yeah, so I said the 99. I said the 90s.
You said the two. You said 98.
Oh, okay, whatever.
So the age difference between them
in real time
is 22 years.
Yep, and they've aged both of them up into their teenagers now.
Yeah, so they're like 16, 18. Franklin's probably 18.
Franklin is now 16. If I were to guess it, and Valeria is like 12.
Yeah.
But they look like they're the exact same age.
Oh, I had one more set of siblings I wanted to run by you.
Sure.
What about the Bones?
Oh, I would have never thought about the Bones.
I mean, some of them are cousins and stuff like that, but they're definitely all fam.
Phone Bone and
Phony Bone.
Phony Bone.
Bony Bone and
Hurdy Bone.
Yeah, they all have
Throbby Bone.
Their names are, one of them is skinny, one of them wears a hat.
Yeah.
Phone Bone is the OG one, though, I think.
Yes, he's the main bone.
Yeah.
Phone Bone.
He's the Frodo Baggins.
Phone Bone.
Of the...
Are there anybody else? All right, here's one for you.
Wonder Twins?
Nope. Peter Parker and Ben Reilly. Not technically brothers.
Technically clones.
But they treat each other as brothers.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess if we really want to split hairs, then like a clone is no different than an identical twin.
Exactly.
You want to know something that I learned recently, which blew my mind?
Okay.
So if there's identical twins and they each have children, their siblings or their children are step siblings. They're not cousins because they have the same
DNA.
DNA. Wow. That blew my mind the other day.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Just a fun thing to think about.
That's crazy.
But I do think it's interesting that there are.
Oh, you know who somebody else we forgot?
No.
Invincible and Kid Omni-Man.
Oh, yeah.
They're great siblings.
Oh, Kid Omni-Man.
Oh, what about the duck kids?
Oh, Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
Yeah. I like them.
Yeah, they're. Yeah.
I like them as siblings.
I like the modern version of this.
Very fair. Very fair. What about
Thunder and Lightning?
I'm literally looking around our wall.
Yeah.
What about North Star and Aurora from Alpha Flight?
Oh, I think they're good siblings.
I think they're good siblings,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. They're also nice Canadians.
What about Spock and all his secret siblings?
No, I...
Headcanon not accepted.
No, I was going to swear, but I think I will not.
All right, let's move on. Any other things?
I was going to say that... I do find it interesting that there are so many siblings in comic books.
Because siblings are an interesting relationship that is very universal to understand.
Yes. I just think it's interesting. Thank you for writer-splaining. I'm just teasing. It's fine.
These aren't comics,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to tell you who I think, in my opinion.
Cain and Abel.
What a pull.
I'm sorry.
Boy.
I'm sure someone just unsubscribed.
Welcome to Bible Corner.
That's a good story, though.
It is. And in terms of pop culture, they are pretty well known. Now, in my opinion, I would put these two brothers in the top five of greatest siblings of pop culture.
Okay.
Quark and Rom from DS9.
I was like, we got to bring up Quark and Rom.
Quark and Rom have such an amazing, and I think very real sibling relationship, because they kind of mm-hmm. both hate each other, but then at the end of the day,
yeah, but they will die for each other. Like Quark will talk smack on Rom, but if you do it, and he doesn't consent to it, you are in.
Yeah, Quark is a good big brother. He will always protect Rom.
Yes. Cosine.
Yep.
I don't think we can do better than that.
And speaking of doing better than that. Yes! Here we are.
It worked this time.
It did, because I figured out how to do it, Ashley.
Yay.
This is, we've been talking about doing the extra thought of the day.
Uh-huh.
As we talked about. And, you may be listening to these out of order. You're going to hear an extra in the future where I guarantee you we haven't named the segment yet.
That's true.
But today's, on the bottom, on Patreon... There's a little comment section under this episode. You can go and comment. And if you give us a great observation, a great thought.
A funny joke.
More universal, the better. The more chance you are of making it as the extra thought of the day and the extras. And today's patron is John Johnson, who on the, I don't know which one, I can't see it.
Excellent.
Had hashtag GHL Muppets yes. And that is because on the WandaVision review of GHL Extra, we talked about possibly doing a geek history lesson on the Muppets.
Yeah.
And he says yes.
We've had a couple of people on Twitter also chime in for that. So
I don't listen to tweets. I only listen to the patrons.
I think we will probably do it. It's just a matter of what is that episode going to look like. And I'm okay sharing this with the patrons. But, kind of like how we created a new format for His Dark Materials, we might be exploring something for Muppets.
And I think we mentioned the last time we talked, too.
Yeah.
We would have to... I don't think we could just talk about the history of the Muppets.
I don't think we can do it justice.
So,
we'll see.
There you go. Well, everybody out there, this has been Geek History Lesson Extra. Thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon, for making this extra podcast possible. We love having it. We hope you love The Price is Right. Oh, I think The Price is Right because you're here. And thank you so much for your support.
Tweet at Drew Carey and tell him to be on the show.
That's a big ask, but sure. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends. Bye.